Oh, I feel good, man. It's probably been the most eager I've been going to practice in a long time, man. It's been a long time coming for me. I ain't been able to practice. And, you know, I've been, you know, sick. You know, a lot of people saying something about I was overweight. I was nowhere near overweight. I actually came back in 220, 222, something like that.
Yeah.
I was actually below what coach wanted me to come in at. I had pneumonia, so, you know, it was in the back of my lungs. And so that's nothing to play with, you know, coach, you know.
Right.
He made that suggestion earlier, like, you know, we can't let you go out there until, you know, it's always gone. And, you know, now, it's, you know, it's almost, you know, it's about gone. So, you know, this is the closest I've been to, you know, being healthy, you know, far as, you know, everything else healthy. You know, I feel good. I feel real good.
They give you a lot of work today. They didn't really easy back in.
But, you know, I suspected that, man, you know. And it wasn't like I was out of shape, so, you know, I've been over here running myself, you know, on the sideline. But, you know, it was fun, man. You know, it was, you know, to be out here with the guys and, you know, to know where I was, you know, on the football stands, other than just running and conditioning. I feel real good.
First day out there was in pads. I mean, like, did you like that contact kind of, like, wake you back up and get you into the flow pretty fast?
See, the thing about me, man, I love contact.
Yeah.
You know, if it's a running back, if you don't love contact, you can't be no running back.
Right.
Because, you know, one thing about a running back, you're going to get hit a lot. So one thing about me, man, I always love giving that hit first. Because, yeah, if you don't get that hit first, you know, somebody's going to try to come tag off on you every time. So you get that hit first and you let them know that you're going to be there and it's going to be a long camp if you, you know, you make me mad. You know, you just got to have fun with it. So, you know, I love, you know, coming back. And, you know, that was one thing I was thinking about, you know, coming back and you already had on pads. And so, you know, that was, you know, I thought it was going to be an advantage for them, but it wasn't.
Was it tough on you at all mentally, you know, not being out there the first week and having people speculate, you know, why he's not out there? Was that tough on you mentally?
Nah, not that part. You know, just the part that I wanted to be out there with my guys. And, you know, we're a team that, you know, got a new offensive coordinator. Everybody's new, so we're growing together. You know, I felt like I was missing time on that, but, you know, I was going hard in the classroom. You know, I was going hard, you know, and I was sitting out here, you know, just looking on the iPad. You know, I was, you know, that's one thing I was doing. You know, coach always said stay mentally strong, you know, with everything. And so that was just me being mentally strong. And, you know, I came out here today, I didn't have no missed assignments. And so I felt good about myself, you know, tomorrow's going to be a much more load, and I can't wait. You know, I'm up for the challenge every day. I'm all in.
You talked about coming in at a lower weight than you were maybe the last couple of years. How is that going to benefit you, being in the 220 as opposed to maybe where you were?
As far as injuries on your knees, quickness, I just feel very comfortable. I feel very comfortable. You know, and, you know, benefits you a lot, you know, as far as, you know, when I get that initial break. You can have that muscle memory with your speed, and you can get your speed right then. But I feel good being able to stretch the field and stuff. And, you know, just, you know, you got younger guys on the team, you know, especially these running backs. And so, I know it sounds funny coming from me because I feel like I'm young, but you got guys that's younger than me on the team, you know, at running backs. And so, I got to feel like I got to keep up with them. You know, I got to make sure they're keeping up with me at the same time. So.
Do you feel faster?
Oh, yeah. I feel much faster. I always feel like I can run. Mm. But, you know, once you feel lighter inside, you know, that mindset is everything.
Just in talking to you now and then back in May, it seems like you're very driven this season. Do you really feel a strong urge and push to produce and show what you can do?
Oh, yeah. I'm very driven, you know. First of all, because I got kids. Second of all, I got a lot to prove to myself. You know, then to come to the world, you know, I want, you know, everybody want to put pressure on me, you know, and that pressure is nothing but greatness.
Right.
But these people want me to be great out here. You know, they may say I was overweight or out of shape. If they seen me run that conditioning session yesterday, I killed it, you know. And, you know, that was fun to me. You know, it was fun. And I actually wanted to practice after the conditioning test, but coach won't let me.
Right.
But, you know, I'm just driven, man. You know, as far as my goals I got set for this year, you know, my personal goals, and, you know, I want to be at halfway point and, you know, just, you know, being on the field, you know, I told coach, if you can let me, I want to play special teams, you know, so I want to be on the field, you know, at all, you know, all turns, all teams.
Some of that discussion about the weight was that maybe you would bulked up, like, muscle-wise. Was there anything to that at all?
I mean, I've always been strong. I mean, so I don't know, you know, what that's discussing was. I don't know they were trying to get me to lose muscle mass, but, you know, it's hard. You know, it's hard to lose muscle mass, and you only got 7% of body fat, six and seven. Even when I was, you know, a little heavier, I only had 10% of body fat. So it was kind of hard to, you know, lose, you know, muscle mass and came to find out I got real big bones too. They x-rayed my body. It was kind of crazy. You know, I'm one of the shortest guys on the team, but it's one of the biggest bones on the team. So, you know, a lot of stuff is just, you know, a lot of people, you know, talk, you know, with me, you know, I love what y'all guys do, but a lot of stuff you just can't pay attention to, you know, even when they, you know, talking good about you. Because you can't let your head get too big, you know, no matter what the issue is.
How long were you sick for? How long
were you doing? Oh, man. I know before I got here, I was coughing about 2 weeks.
Yeah.
And, you know, on the last 2 days of my training, I had bad headaches. And I went and got checked. And when I got checked, it was like, you got pneumonia in the back. I thought it was somebody in my back. I was like, I never heard of that.
Yeah.
But I guess it was me in the back of my lungs. And, you know, I called my head trainer, and you're like, you know, you don't need to go back out there and be training. You know, but I felt like I had a couple more days before I came out here. I felt like I was going to train until this day I came out here. But like, you can't do no more training because that stuff can be serious. And come to find out, a few of my close relatives, you know, died from pneumonia, and I didn't even know it. I had a couple aunts pass from it, and somebody else closer, and like, it was, you know, just talking to my brother, you're like, you need to be careful with that, and you know, and that was one of the reasons, like, that runs in my family, so it was kind of crazy.